Just Brother Jim was saying, I believe it was yesterday morning, I was riding down the road going to Savannah on the transport, and I was just riding down the road praying and asking the Lord to help me, and just this thought kept running through my mind, and Brother Jim texted me about that same time, and he asked me could I preach, and don't ever want to turn down the opportunity to preach in the house of the Lord. And I just felt like the Lord must have spoken to me for a reason. So I began to pray about it. And I tell you, I thought about it this afternoon. I know, as a preacher, I thought about it. It come to my mind, and I said, well, that's a sermon within itself. And I was just thinking about it. I said to myself, I thought it. And the devil sure has fought it, and I have. I thought, Brother Michael, the Lord gave me this thought, and the devil sure has fought me since Brother Jim has asked me to preach. But I'm glad that I'm serving the Lord, as Brother Jimson said, that has power over him. And I know that the Lord can help us, and the Lord can touch us tonight, and I'm looking for it. I'm looking for what the Lord's got for us. And the devil, Brother Jim was already saying, the devil that does have power. But he don't have the power that my Lord's got. And if we serve the Lord and give our heart and trust in him, there's no way that the devil can overcome us. And he can talk to us and he can tempt us, but he cannot get us down. And I just need the Lord's help, because I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own, but with the Lord's help, I can do it. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate this opportunity to preach, and good to see Neil tonight, and come with me, and I've been talking to him lately, and I tell you, I've seen a difference in his life, and seen the Lord help him, and I've known him ever since we was little. We went to school together, and all, and I know how I was in school, and I know how he was, and even after school, and I can tell I don't want to embarrass him, but I can tell a big change in his life, and talking to me today, and I just want us to keep him in prayer. Like I said, I don't want to embarrass him by no means, not going to call him out or anything, but I just want you to help remember in prayer. He was talking to me today about some things, and the Lord knows the need, and he's wanting to get victory over. And I know the Lord can do it, because he's done it for me, Brother Michael. And I just like y'all help him pray, won't you? I know that you will. Let's help him pray that the Lord help him and strengthen him and help him to overcome them things that he's been praying about. And the Lord's working things out for him. And I appreciate the Lord for doing it. And just remember him in prayer. But 1 Kings chapter 19, we go down to verse 8 here, but like I said, very familiar scriptures. Bible says, and he arose and did eat and drink, and went in strength to meet 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they that seek my life to take it away. As I said, again, we know this story. Brother Jim just preached on Elijah the Sunday morning, but one thing that's really stuck out, and I've preached on the cave before, or about Elijah being there and in the cave, but this thought come to me about that cave, and a thought come to me about hiding in the comfort of the cave, hiding in the comfort of the cave. We see in verse 9 here that Elijah, he is now coming to a cave. We know that first of all, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, we see in the second verse that Jezebel has sent a messenger saying that she wanted to kill him. He knew that his life was threatened, and his life had been that Jezebel and others desired to kill him. So we read in the same chapter that we find that he's went out and he's under the juniper tree, and we find out that he's saying, Lord, would you take my life? I don't want to live anymore. I can't stand it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I just can't put up with what I've been going through. And we're talking about the same Elijah that we seen that just a few chapters ago, that he had such a boldness. He had such a trust in the Lord. We're talking about the same Elijah that had seen that that we read in chapter 17. All of a sudden we hear about him and we see that he spoke there will be no rain until his word. There in chapter 17, the first verse, he said there be no rain. We're talking about a man that had power from the Lord, that the Lord used there. We see him that he seen the miracles of the Lord, that he sit there by the brook and the Lord sent him food by the ravens there, and the Lord fed him. And that we see that he went to the widow's house there and the Lord fed him there. She, as Brother Jim preached the other morning, she used the last little bit of meal that she had to fix him food there. We see the miracle there with her son and all that, that he died there, and she he laid upon him. He prayed and asked the Lord, and the Lord brought him back from death. We see that this is the same Elijah who has witnessed all that. We see that he is the one that stood there and he repaired the altar and called upon the Lord. He made fun of them while they called upon their lords, and he had such a boldness and such a strong desire to serve the Lord, and he didn't have no doubt that his Lord could deliver. He had no doubt that his Lord could send down fire from heaven, Brother Bruce. He knew that the Lord that I serve is the true and living God. He is the one that can send fire from heaven if we just repair the altar. He had such a boldness, the Bible says in that chapter, that he told him, he asked him, he said, where's your gods? He made fun of them. He mocked them because he knew that their gods would not come and answer. He knew that their gods did not have power. But he trusted his God so much that he knew the one and only true living God was able, as I said, to send the fire down from heaven. So we're talking about the same Elijah here that now in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, that he's sitting under a juniper tree and he's wanting to die. But we see that the angel of the Lord has come and had fed him and had told him, arise and eat, because the journey is too great. We see in our scriptures tonight that we read that he arose and he ate and he drank. He got strength, and then he went 40 days and 40 nights into the mount of God. But then we find here in verse 9, it said, and he came thither unto a cave. And look what the Bible said. It said, and he lodged there. I didn't look that word up, lodge, because we all know what it means. He stayed there. That's the place that he found to lay his head. That's the place that he found a comfort, a place that he was comfortable with being at. We see that he's went all the way out to that cave. We know what a cave is. We know that a cave is a place that you can go to, and it may be into the side of a mountain. It may be into a place, and it may be deep. Most of them, the ones I have went on and went into when I was on vacation, there was deep and go way down into the ground, and you could get so far down in there. There's darkness. There's no way, if there was not lights in them, there's no way to even see light because you're so far away from the door. So when you're down into the cave and you're way down in there, probably like I know that Elijah probably was way, if I can just imagine, he was way back in the back of the cave. He knew that Jezebel and them seek to kill him. And if somebody was after me, and I know that somebody was going to try to kill me, and I was hiding out, I know I wouldn't be standing at the opening of the cave every day, where maybe somebody traveling would see me and say, I seen a man in that cave the other day, and of course they could come and find. But I'd stay hid in the back of the cave. You know what? Tonight,
As I said, we all know what a cave is. And we probably see Elijah hiding in the back of that cave. We are talking about the man that once had such a desire. A man that had once had such power. One man that was revived. One man that seen fire fall from heaven. One man that repaired his altar is now in the back of the cave. Because you know why that cave become comfortable to him. It become to be a place of safety, a place of refuge to him, because he knew that if I stay in the cave, that they'll no probably not find me. The enemy probably won't come by. They probably won't find me way back here. And he began to become comfortable right there in the cave. You know what? Church is just like the devil in this hour that we live. We've seen the fire fall from heaven. We've seen the presence of God. We've had such a boldness before that we told people, I know God can heal you. I know God can help you. I know God can save you. But after a while, the devil seeks to kill you. And you become to get into a place that you back yourself up into a cave. And you say, I'm comfortable where I'm at. You know, I still believe in the Lord. I still think the Lord can help. He still no doubt remembers the day he was fed by the ravens. No doubt he remembered the day that he was fed by that widow woman. No doubt he remembered the day that he had seen the death come back and the breath be in his body. But still he was found himself comfortable in a cave, in a place that he said, I've seen it. But right now I just don't think I can do it. I don't think I can go on. There's no way I can come out of here. You know, that's just like the devil tries to do. He tries to back us so far into the cave that we remember what the Lord's done for us. We remember what the Lord can do and what he has done. But we say there's no way that I can come out of here. Oh, the pressure's been too hard. The battle's been too hard. Oh, there's no way I can do it. I tell you tonight, church, we got to come out of where we're at. We got to come out of that comforter, that comfortable spot that we're in. And we got to say, Lord, I desire to see the fire fall again. Lord, I desire to see the miracles. Lord, I desire to see you come by and help me again, Lord.
That's right,
Brother John. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we got to. We got to get out of that cave. That place of comfort. That place that we just at. It's dark around here. It's dark. You say, but when the winds blow and the storms come, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm all right where I'm at. There's no way the tornado will be able to blow the mountain down. And I'm in that cave in the bottom of the mountain. I feel safe where I'm at. There's no way. But you realize you may feel safe where you're at. But unless you're going to journey on with the Lord, you can't stay where you're at. Come on now. I said if you're going to journey on with the Lord, you can't stay in the cave. Because if we're going to go from one place to another, we're going to go from this place to closer to the Lord. If we stay in the cave, we'll never journey on. We'll never get closer to him. We'll never get where we need to be with God. We're living so low under the true things that God can do for our lives because we are so comfortable where we are at. We're so alright and so satisfied to where we sit at that we got to realize that if I'm going to go through and I'm going to really go into where the Lord really wants to bless and where the Lord really wants to use me, and when the really Lord is just going to bless you and grow, that I'm going to have to come out of the cave and journey on, that I can't stay here any longer. I can't stay where I'm all right. I can't stay where I'm satisfied, but I got to come out and go on. What about it tonight, church? Oh, that he lodged there. Because I just kind of believe that he lodged there because he felt comfortable. He felt secured there. He felt like everything was going to be all right. When the winds blow, that he was going to be in a safe place. When the storms come, he was going to be in a safe place. He knew that even if he went to the door of that cave, and he looked around and he seen a tornado or something coming, that he can go back into hiding, and he would be safe where he's at. That's just like us so many times, Brother Michael. We come right to the doorway, and we look out and see the blessings of the Lord, Brother Tim. And we say, you know, I can have that. I can have that. I can do this. The Lord can bless me like that. But we come right up to the door and see it. And we say, no. But if I step out, I'm going to face things. If I step out, I'm going to be seen to be killed. The devil's going to try harder than he did.
Oh.
And we stand right in the verge of the doorway of the cave, and we sat there. And we look back at Brother Jim. We look back and say, yes, there I'm safe. There I've not been battled with. There Jezebel hadn't found me. There Jezebel hadn't seen me. And we look out here and say, well, if I step out of there, there's a work for me. There's something for me to do. There's a blessing for me. There's revival for me. There's renewing for me. There's a Holy Ghost for me. But oh, if I step out, then I know that I'm going to fall like he's never fought before. I know I'm going to have to pray more than I ever had before. I know I'm going to have to fast more than I ever had before. But I wish some people tonight, on Wednesday night, just regular on prayer meeting service, let's say I'm tired of being in my comfort zone.
Yes.
I'm being in the same old cave, and I'm going to step out. You know what, Brother Jim, when I preach sometimes, up here behind this pulpit's a comfort zone. We can stay up there behind our Bible, and we can get up there and preach. We like to stay with our notes, but sometimes I don't like to get out past there because it's not comfortable, Brother TJ. It's not as comfortable as being here behind that pulpit. Lord, tonight, I'm just using this for example. I come out of my comfort zone just preaching here. It's somewhere I love to stay. I love to be at, because it's comfortable up there. But there's sometimes in our spiritual life, we need to do just like this, and look back at the cave, and say, I'm not staying there anymore, but I'm coming here, and I'm going to journey on. I know the devil's going to fight me, and the devil's going to use me and try to tear me down, but oh, I'm going to keep going on. Sometimes I come weak, sometimes there's going to be battles that I've been brought down, but I'm going to journey on. I'm going to push on, Brother Jim. That's the way we need to do. Come on, church. Is to come out of that comfortable place that we are in. I read about an eagle. And I began to see, hear a story one time, and I began to study it out. I didn't know if the guy might have been just cutting up about it. But when I read on it, they say it is true. That a lot of times an eagle, his brother Jim was talking about that water a while ago and smelling the rain. Sometimes you can tell it's almost here. And sometimes before it ever rains, you know it's going to rain. And it kind of went right along with this. And that, the eagle, they say, somehow, I don't know. This is just what I read. I don't have any proof or evidence of it. They say, but an eagle can tell when the storm's fixing to rage. When there's a storm coming up, and the winds are going to get bad, and the lightning's going to flash, and the rain's going to come. They say, that eagle can sense. And I heard a story of a man say one time, he was at a place and he looked up into the air and he seen an eagle soaring. He said, oh, that's so beautiful. I got to get a picture of this. He said he ran into a shop there to buy a camera. It took a little while to find the camera. It took a little while to check out and take care of everything. He said when he come back out, that the
whole atmosphere had changed. That when he went in, it was a sunny, beautiful day. And that eagle was just a sword. He said, but when he went in, he come not back out. No longer than he was in there. He said the storm clouds had come. And the rain was about to fall. And the wind began to blow. He said, oh, I ain't going to get a picture of that beautiful eagle. There's no way that I'm going to ever see it now. Because that eagle's done went and hid somewhere. Because of the storm that's come by. He said, I looked around in the air. And he said, as the wind began to blow, he said, I looked up and seen that eagle. The same eagle was flying in that beautiful day, was now taking the winds that was blowing and the storms that was coming by. He had done took that wind and he was taking it and flapping them old wings. He was letting them spread and he was soaring. He would soar somehow into the air that it would just take him higher and higher and higher. He said he was using the same winds that come against him to take him higher up into the air. And I begin to look at that and study that. And they say that is the truth. That sometimes the eagle can. He can sense when there's going to be a storm. He can sense when there's going to be wind. And he will take a place and he will stay there on a ledge or stay there on a rock somewhere. And when the winds begin to blow, an eagle hardly ever flaps his wings because the wingspan the wind can get under it and take him into heights with never flapping a wing. But they said that eagle would sit there and when that wind would get there to him, that he would soar them old wings out and he would fly out into that wind and he would take that wind and that storm and somehow get higher and higher and higher until he got to the altitude that he wanted to be. You know what, church? We may face things. We may face battles. You say, Brother Josh, I'm comfortable where I'm at. If I come out, the storm's going to be raging even harder. I've been through enough storms. I've been through enough battles that I'm comfortable right where I'm at. I'm facing little things. But when it's nothing like it was when I was really trying to get closer to God. But I tell you, if you take that same storm and that same wind that blows to kill you and desires to take you down, if you do like an eagle and spread them old wings and get higher and higher, I believe we'd get above it all. I believe we'd get over it. I believe we'd get above it. I tell you tonight, church, it don't matter what the problem is. It don't matter what's hindering you or got you tied down. I believe we need to get above it tonight. I believe we need to get over it. And we need to get victory over it. But we got to come out of that cave.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're hiding in the comfort of the cave. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, I've seen the Lord move lately. And I was telling Brother, I was telling different ones, and my brother-in-law, Robin, telling him what we seen and telling Neil tonight on the way to church. I was telling him what we seen at the campground and how the Lord moved there. I was bragging on the service Sunday morning, Sunday night, and talking about how the Lord had blessed us, how the Lord come by. But I tell you, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I just want to preach to us a few more minutes here. I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, we had a great service Sunday morning, and I felt like the Lord really helped us. And Sunday night was a great service. I know it, we didn't run and shout, but I know the presence of God was helping us, and He was here. And it's not always about running and shouting, it's about getting help. But I just felt even Sunday night that I said, God's just wanting to pour it out. He's wanting to get Union Grove a revival like we've never seen before here or anywhere around us.
But we've come so comfortable. We have come all right with hiding where we're at because we're in a comfortable place. But I tell you tonight, church, I wish we'd decide. My desire is I'm coming out. My desire is I'm not staying here anymore. The Lord said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And Elijah began to say, he began to do what? He made excuses. He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown away thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I only am left, that I seek my life to take it away. Lord, I can't go on. Lord, the reason I'm here is because somebody's after me. Lord, the reason I'm here is I'm the only one left. I'm the only one that's tried. I'm the only one that's fighting, Lord. Oh, it's only me now, Lord. That's the reason I'm here. But I tell you tonight, that's not a reason for us to stay right in the same spot that we always have been. Oh, if you're going to fight alone, we need to go ahead and fight alone. If my brother or my sister don't need it, Lord, here I am. I need it, Lord, more today than I did yesterday. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said I need it more than I did yesterday. I'm going to need it more tomorrow than I do today. But I tell you what, church, I don't want to stay where I'm at. If nobody else wants it, I want a move of God. I want to draw closer. I want to go closer to Him. I want to get above it. I want to draw just as close to Him as I possibly can. But I'm not going to be able to do it if I stay right here, hiding in the comfort of the cave.
Oh,
hallelujah. We're not going to do it right here. We're not going to do it right here in the same old spot. I ain't talking about the church, but I'm talking about where we're at. I'm talking about where we're at, Brother Jim. Oh, I know the Lord's been moving, and I'm not one to cast doubt. And I thank Him for what He's doing. It's nothing like that. I'm saying that it's not been good enough, because it has been good enough. I mean, it's what the Lord has gave us. It's what we want. But I'm just saying there's more that we can have. There's a lot more that we can have. Oh, we have not yet. I said we have not yet seen what the Lord can do right here. And I done said it, I believe that the Lord can fill these pews up. And I don't mean just with other church members from other churches, but I mean lost souls that has come to this altar and wept and cried and really gave their heart to God. And it'd go back and sit on the pew and we'll see a revival there. But as Brother Jim's done said, I believe that would encourage us. But we need a move of God right here among ourselves. We need a move of the Holy Ghost right here by ourselves like we never seen before. Oh, how sometimes we can go and we try to witness and we say, you know what, I have seen the Lord do it. I have seen the Lord just like Elijah. I have seen the fire fall from heaven. But why, Elijah? If somebody had seen Elijah, if he asked, he said, if somebody might have seen him there at the cave, Elijah, are you the one that I heard say that you was fed by ravens? Are you the same one that I've seen that said there'll be no rain until I speak? Are you the same one that called upon the living God and the fire fall from heaven? And Elijah probably would drop his head and say, yes, I'm the one. Oh, I wonder what would be the next question if somebody talked to Elijah would say, well, if you're that one, why did you seek, or why did you want the Lord to take your life? Why now are you in a cave, backed up into a cave and living in the comfort of that cave? What about it in this night, church? If somebody looked at you and said, ain't you the same one when you got saved that you told me about what God had done in your life? Ain't you the same one that come back to me later and told me that you've been sanctified? Ain't you the same one Lord had come back to me later and told me you had the Holy Ghost and God had baptized you. And you're the same one had come back a year later and told me God had took you further and had blessed you more than you ever seen before. And you're the same one that said in 2009 that you had a great move of God. I'm just using that for example. In 2009, that God blessed you greater than you have before. But what happened in 2012? Why do you sit there and you say, I know God can do it. I know He will do it. But I have not heard you say He has done it in a while. I tell you tonight, church, I want to be able to go and tell somebody that, oh, I've seen it. I've seen it right here in February of 2012. I've seen God move even greater. I've seen God move even stronger than I ever have before.
Oh, hallelujah. I know that He can do it. We say there ain't no way. This world's too weak that we fighting things that we never fought before. There's no way we can have a move of God like that again. There's no way that, oh, we can have a move of God like we heard in the old days. There's no way we can have revival and see hundreds and thousands saved like they did. Oh, we look around and we see all these other religions. We see all these devils like Joel Osteen and them that stand up and just preach God's love. Never want to preach about repentance. Never want to preach about really getting saved. Never really want to preach about the blood and everything that won't what can do. But all their desire is to make money. All their desire is to be millionaires. But oh, we look at them and we say, oh, there's thousands being saved. But I believe they're deceiving thousands. I believe all the blood on them people is going to be on their hands when they stand before the judgment. But I'm not talking about a revival of thousands like that. But I'm talking about a revival that we can have right here in 2012. With people that's really come to the altar and really been blood washed and really been truly saved and washed by the blood of the Lamb. You say there's no way, Brother Josh, in the hour that we live that we can see it. There's no way we can see this church full. There's no way we can see the Holy Ghost fall until we see the blue haze or see the white smoke go across the church. It's just so strong in the power of God, and it's just so strong of the Holy Ghost, and it's just the Holy Ghost settling in this place. There's no way we can see that, Brother Josh. I've come to tell you that's nothing but a lie of the devil. But if we had come out of our comfort zone, if we had come out of the comfort of hiding in the cave, I know that we can see it right now. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it. I'm not up here preaching something and then go home and say, well, I didn't really believe what I preached tonight. I believe it.
Yes.
I said, I believe it. I remember tonight I got the Holy Ghost, and I ain't going through the whole story. I believe I said it before here. But I remember that night that I got the Holy Ghost. It was in revival with Brother Ben Shaw. I mean, the Spirit of God fell. Rachel testified about it the other night. Me and her got the Holy Ghost in the same night. I believe Sister Rachel Flowers might have been got the Holy Ghost in the same service. And I remembered I was standing somewhere up around here on the platform. And I remember I've been praying and seeking for the Holy Ghost. I've been wanting it bad. I prayed and I was up there playing the guitar, I believe it was. And the Spirit of God fell in that place so strong. And I ain't seen it like that other night at the campground. It was one of the first times I've seen it in a while. That powerful. I mean, it settled like Brother Jim. It seemed like there for a moment. It got so powerful in that place. But I remember that night I got the Holy Ghost, and I was standing there, and I remember looking over to this side. The sisters were over here. There was different ones standing over here. Rachel was over by the piano, between the piano and the wall. I think Sister Rachel Flowers somewhere over here, over there. I don't remember that exactly, but it was about the people standing all the way across and up here and around, and I remember the power of
God falling in that place so strong. And I remember watching it. I stood right over there. And I watched as it went from one person to another. If they had the Holy Ghost, they was being renewed. I seen them. I mean, it was like this one would be, the Holy Ghost would just hit them. Go speaking in tongues, shouting, falling under the power of God. And the one standing right next to him all the way over, it just be standing there and praising the Lord. And all of a sudden it hit them. They'd go to speaking in tongues. And they'd go falling all over the place that they had the Holy Ghost. And the ones that didn't even get the Holy Ghost that now, most of them shouted all over the place. But it went from one. And I watched it as it went from one, Brother Jim, to another. And I watched it as it hit the sidewall. And it went up. And I remember when it got right over there somewhere, the Lord said, if you really want it, show me that you want it. And you praise me like you never praised me before. I remember sitting that old guitar down. I began to praise him. And I seen it hit another one. I seen it hit another one. I seen it hit Rachel. She went a shout and fell between the wall and the piano. Holy Ghost all over her. There was just maybe one or two between me and her. And I said, Lord, if there was ever a night that I've seen the power of the Holy Ghost fall, and I can get the Holy Ghost, it'll be the night. I threw my hands in the air. I began to holler and praise him. I began to jump up and down. And next thing I know, I remember when the Holy Ghost hit me, and I don't remember nothing else after that. They said my steel guitar was sitting somewhere over there on the side. They said I went across that guitar backwards. Brother Kenny and different one or two, Brother Kenny, Brother Arthur, I believe it was, said they grabbed me and pushed me back up. And I know I weigh a lot. They said I felt light as a feather. And they pushed me back. I was going to go over on my head. I don't even hardly remember anything. I mean, the power of God was so strong. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost. You say, Brother Josh, it was just that strong because that's the night you got the Holy Ghost. No, I seen it when it fell from person to person. All the way I watched it as it went from one to another, one to another, one to another, until it made its way around to me. I tell you what, church, that's been almost 8 years ago. But I tell you today, in 2012, I believe I can see it again. I believe I'd love to see Brother Bruce begin to shout. Sister Rachel take off and begin to shout. I believe it'll come on up. Hit Brother Michael. Go back there and hit whoever's in the back. Work its way around. I know this can do it. I said, I know it can do it. I said, I know it can do it, church. I believe it tonight. I believe the Lord can do it again. I said, I know he can do it again. But what about it tonight, church? Are we going to come out of that comfort? Are we going to come out of hiding in the comfort of the cave?
Oh, hallelujah. I know I'm a little long-winded tonight. But I preach what I feel like the Lord laid up on my heart. Oh, I feel like, I said I feel like I preach what the Lord laid upon my heart. We need to get above it. We need to get over it. And we need to come out from hiding. There's some things that the reason you won't come out is because you can't get over it. I tell you tonight, you can get over it. Oh, I said tonight, you can get over it. You can come out of there. And some of you are saying, there's no way. I'm afraid what somebody will say. They've been seeing me sit here so many years and haven't really moved. I'm afraid what somebody said. I wish you'd get over it. As some of you say, there's somebody would be shocked, and we'd really break out in revival if I moved. I tell you, maybe you we waiting on. So I tell you, go ahead and move. Go ahead and come out of the cave. Get over it. Let God bless you. And let's have church tonight. Let's have church when we come back Sunday. We can testify about Wednesday night. And we can come back even blessed even more Sunday. Sunday, I tell you what, church, I believe it with all my heart. We can have a move of God like we never have before. I want to see something fresh. I'm tired of saying I was the man, but I want to say I'm a spirit now. I have seen it, But now I am seeing it. That's what I want to say, church. I want to say, let's stand tonight. I want to be able, when I have kids, they come to this church and sit on these pews. They can see things that their grandpa would have told them about. They can see things that my grandpa used to tell me about, Brother Ed Eli. I remember stories he used to tell me, stories my daddy used to tell me about how God moved. And I've seen a few things through my life, but I want to see it again.
Yeah.
I want to see it again, church. And I want to see, I want my youngins, I want to see my kids one day see what it is. Don't just hear the stories, but see it. But you know what's going to happen, church? We're going to have to quit hiding in the comfort of the cave because we've been here too long. We've come so comfortable with the spot we're at. We got to quit hiding. We got to come out. Let's do it, church. Let's find us a place to pray tonight. Let's find us a place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, to quit hiding. Lord, in the comfort of this cave, Lord. Lord, but I come out, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help our church,
Lord. Oh, God, use us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord. Use us, Heavenly Father.
Help us, Lord. Lord, I don't want to hide in the comfort of the cave anymore, Lord. Lord, I want to come out and do whatever you have me to do. Oh, Lord, come on, church, come on. Oh, we can't hide our lives. Oh, we can't have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like we never had before. Oh, we got to get uncomfortable from where we at. Oh, we got to get uncomfortable being where we at. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Lord, touch us tonight, God. Use us for your honor,
Lord.
Help us, Heavenly Father, to get a hold of you.
Help us, Lord. Help my brothers tonight.
Get out of our comfort zone. To leave that place of complacency. Oh, God, to call out to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Use us for your honor and for your glory. Help us, God, not to be satisfied with the way things are. Help us, Lord, not to just give up and go about life. Amen. Not desiring anything greater. But, Lord, help us to grow deeper in you. Help us to step out of our comfort zone. Help us to move on in the presence of the Lord. God, I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. God, you're on my side. If God be for me, who can be against me? Oh, if I'll just go on, I'll see the enemy defeated. I'll go on, others will be called. I'll go on, I'll realize there's still people serving the Lord. Oh, devil, you're a liar tonight. I said, you're a liar tonight, God. Hallelujah. You're a liar. God is true. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you know our hearts and our lives. God, I ask you tonight to give us strength. I said, Lord, give us all strength tonight.
Lord, help us, oh, God.
To face those things that are
comfortable.
Realize that we just can't stay here.
Lord, make us so
stay in the cave. We might die. God, we stay in our comfort zone. We might lose that place. God, greater things outside the cave. There's greater revival. There's greater moves. Oh, your presence is there, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father.
Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, lift us up tonight. Help us, Jesus. God, your presence is so important tonight. Lord, help me not to get comfortable in my spirit. Help me, Lord, to not be satisfied with what I have. But help me move on, Lord. Help me go forward. Help me press in deeper. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us,
Lord. Help us, King, gain grand, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us right here.
Lord, I know that you got even greater things for us.
Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
help us to press on, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Lord, stay where I am.
Help us to press on, Lord.